Duncan, you come out with your baggie of red powder as Talia starts sitting up, regaining the feeling back in her hands from going through the whole procedure of removing all the toxins. And everybody's in the bay. They are standing. What do y'all do?
Thanks for not cutting my hand off.
We tried. Well, oh. We would if we needed to. We would. We would.
That's what you would have wanted. We would, yes. If not, though,
there's some bridges that we may have to cross one day.
But today's
not that day
for cutting my hand
you
off.
Haven't burned. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's really Ellie. Progress.
Talia holds up her hand for a high five from Ellie.
Ellie will like whiff the high five. Wait, hang on. They said to watch the elbow. Okay.
Yeah, you're getting good job. See, I knew you'd get it, Ellie. You're getting better. What happened to the red stuff?
It's still inside you. You didn't cut off your hand. Oh, the fungus. Okay.
It's right here, and I put it in a baggie. You said.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay,
how else are you carrying it if it's not in a baggie?
Vial. I was
okay. Vial sounds good. Vial sounds better. Actually, it's more sci-fi.
Well, because we're doing like Breaking Bad, so I was like, Walter White one, and it'd be vial.
Perfect.
Not like just a little sandwich bag.
A little sandwich bag.
A little Ziploc.
Not even the ones with like the Ziploc thing.
It's one of those frozen plastic. It's one of the frozen two. Themed sandwich baggies.
It's a relic.
It's a relic. I found it.
It's a collectible. It's a collectible teed. It's an antique.
What do you have
don't
there?
Don't, Duncan, you haven't touched that powder, right? Like with your.
Absolutely not. But okay. I will tell you, it's going to be damned hard to keep him straight. What with this paprika in my. And she's going to like pull up his other baggie and then kind of look at both of them.
Duncan, why are you. Why are you carrying a vial of paprika?
Sandwiches.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I mean, they're. Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they already carry oregano.
Yeah.
So
just... you also carry oregano. Do you carry any of their spices? That we should know about.
Is chloroform a spice?
Oh, I have some of that too. Is it a spice?
No. I wouldn't sprinkle it on your food.
No.
Oh, not my food, but no, not my own.
I'm pretty sure this one is the red algae. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Did you, should we label it?
That, yeah, going forward, that'd be a great idea.
Okay. Next time.
Next time.
This is a recipe for disaster.
I feel like I was out for a while. Was I out for a long time?
Say, was it Christmas yet whenever you went out?
No.
Oh, well, Ellie.
Did I miss Christmas?
Ellie, you didn't give her a Christmas present?
I don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Ellie doesn't get me Christmas. Halloween, though, every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What?
We haven't missed that yet, so that's good.
I know about Halloween. What is this Christmas nonsense?
It's a weird old holiday.
Yeah, this like old man stalks children or something.
Oh yeah. And like makes a list of their names and homes. Mm-hmm. It used to be real weird.
Oh, is that one where they dress up like tree corpses and whatnot?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've heard of some randos at the tavern talk about that. Whatever.
Yeah.
I'm confused in real life.
They chop down trees.
Oh, they dress up the tree corpses. I thought you were saying they dress up as tree corpses. I'm like, people dress up as trees for Christmas?
They kind of do.
Is that a central time zone thing?
It's a Texas thing, Kevin. We wouldn't know.
Might as well be. I really appreciate that anti-Christmas journey we went on. Diana feels dirty.
You should.
I don't celebrate Christmas.
I'll confess my sins to Kate later.
I have feeling in both hands again, so I think we're okay to move forward with a plan.
Then okay. We should take both those bags or those vials. Yeah. We should take both those vials. Because in a pinch, we'll need to use both.
I mean, I think maybe two pinches.
When the recipe says uses a pinch, you use like three garlic cloves instead.
Yeah, we have paprika, not garlic.
That's a lot of garlic.
Do we need to bring garlic?
I don't have any. We're not fighting vampires. Do we have vampires on
this
planet?
What if we are? Red algae vampires. Vampires are very cute.
You don't remember what happened on Mars like 3 years ago?
Oh, yes.
Those vampires were not as cute as the ones in novels.
And they seem to like some of the garlic.
Now I have some Halloween costume ideas.
I just realized Morgan was going to sneeze, but all I saw was them push their microphone away. I was like, oh, they are done with us.
I was trying to cough, and I'm trying not to mute so I don't truncate my stuff.
Yeah.
So I'm trying my best not to mute, so I just push my mic away so I can cough.
These people.
Now we're talking about vampires, space vampires, fuck
Martian
this,
vampires.
Fuck these kids.
Fuck.
So how are y'all sneaking to the base? Are y'all going by foot? Are y'all bringing the ship closer?
However, we can do like the really sneaky, goofy walk, but with a ship.
Well, now I've imagined us outside the ship carrying it. Okay, I've
like hiding behind the ship.
Yes.
So we've reached space Scooby-Doo.
We're remote control using the ship as our cover. So we're hiding behind the ship on foot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the ship is just like on its like its hover landing gear, whatever, and just like
rolling.
Slowly moving.
It's fine.
It's in neutral.
You're just in neutral, just drifting down the street.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's what we're doing. And we're just following behind it. So nobody sees our footprints or us. That's what's happening.
This is great.
I love this. This is fantastic.
Where can it go wrong?
What
are we going to have to roll to figure what goes wrong?
I'm looking right now. Hold on one second.
I was just going to say, I'm sure we won't have to make a roll for this, right, Mark?
We can just do it.
Did you see that look they gave me? I'm scared.
I'm actually trying to find this stuff right now. Hold on one second.
Morgan is going to actively try to murder us all.
Since you're stealthing, give me a face adversity, please, with physique.
Physique. Plus everybody?
Everybody or just one of us?
Ellie, you're driving the ship. Like, you're piloting, like, remote piloting, right?
Yeah.
Let's go with you. Let's do an interference, just because you're piloting.
Okay.
And is anybody, like... So my question is, how do you see the front of the ship? Like, how do you see, like, where it's going?
With our eyes.
Are you, like, poking your head around the ship and, like, making sure, like, oh, yes, there's not a rock there?
That's what I'm doing. That's my job.
I'm going to say I've hacked into the cameras so I can see them on my little, my fancy craft.
That's a better idea.
Then give me an assist for that roll, then.
All right,
Charlie, so please get involved.
What am I?
Interference.
Plus, so this gonna be plus
interference or interface?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, interface plus.
I'd sell interface.
Sweet. I got an 8.
You got an 8? All right. You get a plus. You get a whatever you roll, it's going to be upgraded.
Sweet. Okay. I helped.
Let's see. Oh boy. Well, that's a that's a 4.
at least a 7 now. So
yes, okay. Sweet.
So it is. You're able to help, but there's a complication or a cost, and your face adversity is you overcome at a price or a hard choice. So as the ship is inching its way closer, it's kind of keeping your speed, you know, because you're all walking behind it, right? Is that's how it's looking?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if there, you know, you've got eyes on the sky, quote unquote, and you're able to see ahead and you're getting close to the base. You're probably like maybe a quarter mile from it now. So not too far. There is a rock that gets stuck underneath the wheel that, you know, didn't really seem like much of a rock before. Like, you know, like when you find potholes with your car by accident.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, it's not a big pothole. Oh, it's a big pothole.
Uh-oh.
So it's going to, I think the hard, overcome at a price that the tire's going to get a little bit stuck on the wheel or on in that hole.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So if you're going to make it, give it more push, it's going to cause something to happen.
Ellie, what do we do now? What do you normally do when your ship's wheel gets stuck on a rock when you're using it to sneak across a planet?
Usually I use the turret and just shoot everything, but
I mean, I would really love to shoot everything right now, except that might draw attention to us.
Yeah, I know.
And while you're figuring this out, because there's another complication due to the fact that the 8 to 9 that Diana's helping or Charlie's helping you is doing.
Uh-huh.
As you are discussing this, Charlie, you see on the eyes that the doors open. Like looks like there's lights flashing on the base over there as the door started to open on the side. As it looks like there may be some mobilization happening toward in your direction.
Mm-hmm. Charlie sees that though, not the rest of us. Is that right?
Yeah, Charlie only sees it because she's got the
surveillance cameras. Thing,
the cameras.
Makes sense. Hey y'all.
Yeah.
Stuff is happening.
We know. We hit this rock.
Stuff is happening in the distance. There has been movement.
Oh.
It's a planet. There's always things moving.
This is
it more of that red algae stuff? I don't want to deal with any more of that red algae stuff.
I don't know. What is it?
Well, if you don't know what it is, then can't be that much of a problem, right?
Yeah.
Analyze this footage. Tell me what's coming for us.
Well, it looks like the base is opening up, and there's they're sending out some what do you kids call them? Rockets before the ground.
Ground speeders. Speeders?
Yeah, the speedy type.
The speedy ones? Oh.
Well, that sucks. Thanks.
You're welcome. Do you want to know how many?
Sure. Can you count that high?
There's a long pause, and it's like, 3 speeders.
Maybe the turret after all? I mean, Ellie, that's actually a really good idea.
I mean, if y'all want to go in, I could stay out here and distract them, I guess.
Distraction?
That's so brave, Ellie.
Do you think they would even notice you?
Excuse me.
I mean, you're just a bit of a wallflower. Not going to notice me.
Ellie just gets like, not gonna notice me, like stomps into the ship and like gets it, like gets the engine going real loud, like the equivalent of like going down a residential and getting like the getting the flames coming out the back and like the real big snaps out the exhaust of a car.
You revving our rims. Ship engine. Oh my god,
suddenly the rims on the wheel start spinning. Let's go. And we'll take off.
Talia will follow.
Charlie is reluctantly following while Still trying to look up this wizard nonsense.
Look, I told you there is no wizard on this planet.
Okay, try some adjectives to go with it.
What am I, a thesaurus?
You might get relegated to only being a thesaurus if you keep up this attitude.
Calculating.
You might only be a calculator, too.
That's going to cut to. Is Ellie just going to stay in the ship just like watching the speedsters come way?
Ellie's like doing like these, all these like tricks in this cool
ship. Are you doing donuts?
Like the idea. And then Ellie's going to let off with the turret and try and blow up one of these speedsters.
That sounds great. So as they're getting closer, you're just doing tricks and you're going to try and time it just right to blow them up. Let's see here. Don't know what that is for a ship.
Let's see, where to move.
Shields up. Give me a You're doing pilot stunts for flying a vehicle?
I was, but I think the primary goal here now is to blow up one of these speeders.
Fair. Let's see here. Let's find
priorities.
And open fire? Yeah. Let's do a metal.
Yeah, open fire. All right. Metal. Let's see. What is Ellie's metal? Ellie's metal is cobalt.
It's cobalt.
Hang on. Does Ellie's custom ship offer any bonuses to this?
I don't think
it does.
Uh-oh. Should we be concerned if it doesn't?
Wait, list. No, that doesn't help. Navigation doesn't help. Custom flyer, you own a casino. Oh, wait. Ellie is reckless and
it is true.
When making a needlessly risky move where the odds are 1,000,000 to 1, roll a 1d6 and 7 normal roll. On a 4, 5, or 6, the move is fantastically lucky. On a 1, 2, or 3, the move is awful.
Yes.
Would that apply?
Yeah, let's apply it.
Okay. Should I stick with the ones I rolled already, or should I just
push off the side and then like just roll? Yeah, roll a new one.
Okay. Because I'm happy to go with those, but. Oh, a 5.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
Yay.
You're able to like pull the wheel that was stuck in that pothole out, and like you're whipping the car around, the ship around on this like open plane. You know, doing donuts, sending up red dust everywhere, and as the speedsters get closer, one just gets a little too close, the one that's coming from the right, and you sort of tail whip it, and. It hits it hard enough where it just goes flying into a mountainside, and just there's a big explosion. And all the other speedsters sort of stop and like give you some space, but you also see them starting to pull out some guns. And it's kind of like you're just sort of facing each other now, these two little speedsters in your ship.
And Ellie is revving up the engine, and like the ship lurches like an inch forward every couple seconds, like just itching to go.
I was just gonna say, do we have open comms?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you absolutely hear Ellie's space disco playing.
You're playing space disco.
Ellie.
Yeah.
Ellie, I recognize your murder music. Are you gonna shoot the other two also?
Technically, I didn't shoot that one, but if the opportunity presents itself, I might, if that's okay.
Yeah, I mean, this is probably a bigger moral discussion, but honestly, it just looked really cool. You do it again,
Talia, you don't need to worry about it. It's not like Ellie could hit him anyway.
Ellie, remember how good you look in the eyeshadow. You can do it. You can hit them.
For a moment sets the targeting computer onto Duncan, just for a moment.
Like,
just to prove that she can.
I feel like there.
Oh my god.
I feel like there'll be a day where Duncan is on her deathbed. Nellie will come and be like, here's all of my accomplishments, everything that you told me I could never do. And Duncan will grab Ellie and say, I always knew that you could. I was your biggest fan.
But yeah, I think as we see the scene of it comes the after y'all have your quick conversation on the comms, and we just see this slight little like the X right over Duncan for a second before it's put back on the speeders, and we get the outside view of the profile of the speedsters and the ship. We're gonna cut to y'all three sneaky running up and going towards the base. Is there anything that you're doing in the meantime? Are y'all like doing your science stuff? Are y'all being sneaky? Like.
Being sneaky.
Yep. Yeah. Sneaky, sneaky.
Yep.
Polly, you're not the sneaky one of the group, are you?
No, I'm not. I'm not as sneaky as Duncan.
No, it's Talia. It's not.
Oh, Talia. Okay.
Talia. What's our sneak stat?
I think it's physique.
Oh no, I have a zero.
Oh.
I have a negative one.
Oh, okay, definitely not then.
I have a zero, but I also get sneak attack.
Yeah. Oh, actually, it's metal. That's the stealth.
Oh, okay.
I have a plus one.
Plus one.
I'm
plus
okay. One. Okay.
Yeah.
But I am tall, so.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and as you're getting closer, give me a face adversity with metal. Just because y'all are bouncing from behind rock to rock and like trying to like dodge patrols and all that stuff.
You want all of us?
Yeah.
It's a five.
Six.
Four.
Ooh. Wow.
Four, five, six.
We are so bad at this.
Oh my gosh. Maybe I should just have one of y'all roll and like let the others. Anyways, this is better. I guess.
Like now we're yelling about how cool Ellie is and how good she looks in her eyeshadow. You know? Busy yelling at Ellie.
That's what happened.
And I'm so distracted by this wizard research that I'm not even pretending to be someone else. That's what's happened.
That's so good. So you're able to like y'all running in no problem, and y'all think you're sneaking. It's like the don't be suspicious. Don't be suspicious.
Yep.
And as y'all turn the corner, because you're probably like maybe 100 feet from the door now, like you're seeing it. You think everybody else is busy, and all of a sudden, as y'all are like running up, you'll hear from behind you a laser gun just charge up, and then you hear a voice saying,
"Stand down. Hands where we can see them."
And if you see that there's two others that stop, and then the one voice behind you. So there's three guards there.
Get my weapons.
You have weapons.
Yep.
You have your lightsaber.
I have my star sword.
It's Stone Claws, so they're not.
Not gonna help me against blasters.
They're not gonna help me right now.
What do you mean? Dodge blasters.
Yeah, they deflect.
Maybe.
So y'all know how stormtroopers are. They can't shoot. They can't hit targets.
That's true. Wait. This isn't the garden.
I thought you said the garden was over here.
Oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed. I tell you, we get here. Oh, Duncan's gonna look at the person who has found them. Thank you so much for finding us. I swear this would. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Charlie's gonna instantly like hit like two buttons on their computer pad and to like activate like one of their false identities. So it's one of my skills.
You're like, oops, gotta quickly change it up.
Like let's lock everything down.
Yeah.
I'm a different person. Well, yes, thank you so much for helping us so we don't wander everywhere. We'd hate to be out here just for hours on end.
Understandable, citizens. The red fungus is a lot, and your air tanks are small. So
small. Not as big as yours.
Is there a place that we could refill them?
Is that what Ellie's saying from the ship?
Yes.
Did you say kill them? Is that what you said?
No. I said refill them.
Duncan.
Oh, yeah. Ellie's just like underneath her breath. All you hear is Duncan.
Between Ellie just yelling like, eat it.
Oh yeah, y'all hear pew pew noises in the distance. Y'all hear like pew pew.
Oh, okay.
Like, yeah.
Pew pew.
And all the fun like meow, meow, sound effects. The guards move closer to y'all and they're like,
I think maybe the red fungus has gotten to your brains. There is no guard in here. There's no one else except for the space, and I've never seen any of you before. So please come with us.
No, never go with them to a second location.
And they're like, kind of like, the three of them sort of like pinning y'all in now. So you're all okay. Like, yeah, they're getting closer.
Uh-oh. Okay. Uh-oh. I was about to say, I can tell we haven't met before because I would remember a face like yours. Oh my.
Are you trying to flirt with them?
Yes.
Oh God. What do you have that
influence? That...
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Give me a face of Rusty with influence. Yeah.
Eight.
Eight?
Mm-hmm.
Overcome at a price, her choice. And I think the one that you're talking to, like the one who's like the leader, mm-hmm. softens up a bit, like. And they actually kind of stutter. They're like, ma'am, respectfully, we should. Should get you inside.
I insist that you do. I must owe you a tall glass of Cosmos or something. I don't for helping us, honestly.
Yes, ma'am. All right, let's go.
And you see the other two starting to get the like, cuffs out for Charlie and Talia, but he doesn't get cuffs out for you.
Mm-hmm.
But he does put his hand, the hard choice is that he does put his hand on your back, like your back of your arm. Just, okay. Not like grabbing, but like, just like to hold you.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he's not going to cuff you, but he is going to have a hand on you.
Okay. I don't know if this is going to help me at all, but Duncan is going to also take this moment to say, did they finally quit playing that awful song over the intercoms? I'll be honest, that's the only reason we were out looking for the garden.
How do you know about the song?
Because we're on the base.
Why would... And I think
as he's doing that, his grip lightens on you and he turns to the one that's like going to cuff Talia. He's like...
Have you heard of a garden?
Should I take... I will do a... Yeah... I'm going to do a sneak attack then.
Sneak attack.
Let go of me. And I will be doing it with my stun baton.
Ooh. Are you just whipping it up and stunning him in like the ribs or something? Or
yeah.
Nice.
So because I have sneak attack, I get to roll and then add my metal on top of it.
Sweet. Yes, do it.
Okay. So that will be a 10.
Nice. All right.
So the target is doomed to fail.
Yeah, I think you get him straight in the fleshy bit of his space suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's armored pretty much everywhere, also for, like, the ribs, for some odd reason. I don't know why. They're not functionally, like, correct to protect the right organs, but, like, they're fashionably correct, sure. I guess. Yeah. And you're able to get him, like, right in the ribs, and he's just shocked, and he just falls over like a sack of potatoes.
Okay, and... The other two were not handcuffed, or were they?
They were certain. The ones that they were both getting about to be handcuffed.
Okay.
Like getting over to get you handcuffed. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So they noticed what I did.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. I'm going to take out my star sword.
Yep. I'm kicking out my my storm claws.
All right. Who would like to go first?
Well, I think lightsaber can go first.
Yeah, as that one slumped over, the one who was about to cuff Italia turns to go looking, and he's like, "Hey, you!" And it looks like he's about to go for his gun to like go fire at Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
But this is a perfect opportunity where A, you're not cuffed, and B, they don't have eyes on you.
Oh, 4, nice. Okay, 8.
8, excellent. You win. So tell me how you're swinging your star sword at. Where are you aiming for?
Just their shoulder area.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the star sword is hilariously large, like anime style, and is obviously purple.
Yep.
And has a little star at the end of it. And I think I just bring the star down and it cuts the guy across his shoulder. I'd like to say he drops the cuffs or at least drops them out of one hand. I imagine he was holding it with both.
Yeah.
You know, like.
Well, he was holding it with one. Okay. Because as he was turning, he was grabbing his gun.
Gotcha. Okay.
But since it was an 8, something happens. Y'all exchange blows. And so as you hit him, he turns and shoots you right with the gun into your shoulder before he drops down. So that would be a, give me a brace for impact if you have armor. Do you have armor?
I think I do. Yeah, I have.
Did you take armor?
No. Oh, attire. I took climbing gear so that I could have an extra kit. So no.
No. Okay. So go ahead and give me 2d6 then.
Okay. 5, 10.
10?
God, I rolled 2 4s and then 2 5s. That's a good metal dice. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. It's better than what y'all roll for sneaking.
Facts.
Yeah. So pretty much you're able to like shift just in time, but it still clips you in the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't like take out your whole arm. It just clips you like right on the traps.
Okay. But I've probably never been shot before.
Nope, probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
I definitely am dramatic about this, but Charlie can go ahead.
Charlie, what are you doing as this is happening?
I pull out my storm claws and I'm gonna go for I guess the arm of the guard that's closest to me.
Yeah, go ahead and give me a launch assault.
Ooh, all right. So that's that plus physique. Oh, that's my seat. So that's a 7.
7? That's
meh.
Yeah, you're able to swipe right him at the side, but wasn't able to get his gun yet, but he has a nice fist that he can offer in exchange.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So give me a brace for impact, please.
That's an 8.
8? Do you have armor?
No.
No? Okay. So, yeah, as you swipe at him with the claws and you catch him clean across the arms, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's able to swing with the handcuffs in his hands,
mm-hmm.
and use the metal bit to dig in as he punches, does like a hook. I had to like get in mm-hmm. the fangs dance to figure out what I was saying. as he swings around with the hook and the cuffs in his hands, and they're sort of like protruding out, like almost using them as weapons,
mm-hmm.
he catches you right in the side as well.
Cool.
So, yeah, you're going to be a little injured, a little punctured by some cuffs. But I think in the meantime, it's just like a reflex for him. So this is a perfect time for y'all to get away if you'll need to. Because he cannot keep up. Yeah.
I will.
We can all get away?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will scurry.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Sam?
I'll take this opportunity.
Yes.
But Talia is definitely on the comm with Ellie. Ellie, I've been shot.
Are they still outside, like between rocks and stuff, you said, right?
Yeah, but they're like close to the base now, so they're probably like about less than a quarter mile away.
Could Ellie try something risky again?
Yeah, you're busy like whipping around these speedsters and stuff and like shooting at them and they're shooting at you. So like what are you doing that's risky?
Ellie wants to do a little flyby and run over these dudes.
You're gonna forget about the speedsters that you're currently dealing with and just go over there and
run. I mean, they can come along. We can make it a party. Ideally, Ellie's gonna swerve and not hit them, and then the other speeders are following so close they hit their friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's do it. Let's get a little reckless here.
Yeah, okay. So I'm rolling 1d6, 50-50 odds.
Sounds right.
That's 4. Okay, success.
Nice.
Yeah, how this happens is that you fly right past the speakers. It looks like you're about to play chicken with them. Mm-hmm. And you pull up just in time to not hit them, but just gently boop them on the head as you go past, like a free wheelie situation.
Mm-hmm.
And you use your ship to like navigate towards where they were, and you see the three of them running off away as mm-hmm. one of them is like grabbing his arm, the other one's grabbing like his ribs, and there's another one that's just like passed out. And you're able to swing the ship down and just get super close that you're just as you turn and just do a hard, you like, are you hard turning not to hit them? Like, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
You scoot down and you step on the brake, you slam on the brakes and you take a hard, sharp turn, and the ship whips around and just, you see in slow-mo as the viewer, as the ship just sort of like breezes over that one guy's head.
Mm-hmm.
And then speeds back up and you slide past them again. But as the speedsters are coming towards where the ship was going, they don't react in time as the speedsters run into the two that are still standing.
Uh-huh.
And then basically lose control and you see like crashes off in the distance as the ship pulls away. Does that sound about right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
We see this.
Cool guys don't look at explosions, Kristen.
Oh, sorry. I was...
That's why Ellie looks.
All right. So, yeah, that's Ellie. What are you going to do now, Ellie, that you got rid of all the hostiles currently?
Oh, I couldn't hit him. I couldn't hit the side of a barn. I see. No. How do you like them apples, Duncan? I'm going to start doing donuts around.
Duncan, I think you really upset.
Duncan Donuts. Duncan Donuts.
Charlie.
Wait, you're doing donuts around all of us?
Yes.
Ellie?
Is this really necessary?
Could you, like, what you did was really cool, but could you not murder us too?
I am filming this.
I shared my eyeshadow with you.
Ellie stops and, like, kind of just does the slow crawl, like, when you're driving and you don't even have your foot on the gas. It's just the car just kind of goes and, like, next to the group as you're walking the rest of the way to the base.
Are you staying in there? You're not gonna come out?
You know, I don't get shot in here, so.
You have a point.
Y'all get off the. Y'all get out and then go on other ships and get shot. You'll get out and go on plants and get shot. You'll go out and get on plants and get infected by fungus. No, you know, it's
Ellie,
really.
Safe Ellie, well, it makes here. Sense. You're not a rebel. Like, you're not a thrill seeker. You're born old, safe Ellie. Too afraid to do anything.
Duncan, I think maybe you've made Ellie a bit of a murderer. A murderer in good eyeshadow, yes, but a murderer nonetheless.
No, Tally, I'm just telling Ellie who she is, and she knows who she is. She's comfortable with that, you know, just being a plain Jane crew member.
Charlie, I think you have to stop looking at the wizard and help Duncan not keep making Ellie a murderer?
Charlie, do you think I'm boring?
So Charlie gets this question and is just like, nope, I would never think that. Not of my pilot.
Ellie parks the ship, lands it. It's going to come out in the full EVA suit. Not going to fuck around on this planet.
Glad you're here, Ellie.
All right. So how are y'all going to get to the air ducts? Did y'all figure that out? Or are y'all too busy calling Ellie boring in order to get that
out? Duncan had found, or I don't know if she'd found, but Duncan had access to, like, the layout.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, let's say, I think there was outside access, like maybe, like, you know how, like, HVACs and, like, AC units?
Mm-hmm.
It's probably, like, something like that, but sci-fi tech HVAC units. I don't know.
One of those, like, weird circle.
Yeah, it's like a big old circle, and, like, it's like a big cylinder with, has fans going through it.
Yeah.
And filters and stuff, yeah.
Ellie's gonna look at this fan, this really big, sharp, fast spinning fan, and take a step back and be like, Rebels first, after you.
Duncan, are you sure this is the only way in? Charlie?
You know, that's really, really confidence inspiring.
You know, let me see if I can get, like, a better hacked view of, like, the systems floor plan or whatnot.
Do you need me?
That's a good idea.
Right.
Are you gonna be useful?
I'm always useful.
Nah, that's what you say. So I'm going to hack something.
Okay, do a hack.
I'm gonna do a hack. I'm trying to remember which one this is.
Interface, I believe. Access.
Yeah. It's access with interface. Plus +2. Oh, well, that's good because it's a 9.
Yeah, good. Yeah, I think Hal was able to pull up the setup and is giving you the switches of how to turn off the AC vac units and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, yeah, here you go. And then, like, a second hits. And then you hear more alarms happening.
How what are those?
Look, you say you want me to work fast.
I want you to work effectively.
I got you the things, didn't I?
Great.
Should we be worried about the alarms?
Maybe.
So I'm going to hijack that now.
All right, give me another access roll.
Not to be a beggar and a chooser, Charlie, but if you, maybe the alarms could point to the other team.
Okay. Oh. I can do that too.
If that's easier than just turning them off, I don't know.
Good
idea, Ellie.
It's like I can do all of these things. So that's going to be an upload as opposed to just a hijack. It's a hijack upload mix of my skills. It's still going to be an interface.
Okay.
That's a 10.
Nice.
Woo!
Expanded data point sector to. Yeah. So the alarms keep going. However, it changes tunes.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of being like a womp, womp, like, you know mm-hmm. how different things have different noises so you can, like, hear easily what the problem is?
Mm-hmm.
It's a higher pitched tune that's, like, aimed more at the sky. And so you see the ship starting to get, like, you know, people are starting to, like, head up to the top of the base where the pads are to send ships out and stuff are starting to get situated. So you'll have some time. However, if they start getting up there, they're going to notice that Ellie's ship is just, like, sitting next to the base.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, might notice it.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
It's just ready to go so that we can leave immediately.
Yeah.
I'm going to cast Greater Invisibility.
That is the wrong game.
Ah, dang it.
Sorry. but yeah, you're still hijacking the HVAC unit. How are you? What are you making the blade slow down? Or are you like, what are you doing?
Oh, didn't we do that with the first thing that turned?
Yeah, but we never said like, did y'all turn it off or like what? What?
I think that was the plan.
Yeah, I thought so.
I was waiting for Diana to.
Oh, fair. It's her role.
So what I'm doing with my hijacking and uploading. So I've helped make the alarm sound different. I've also tried to make the alarms point to the water system, since that's what the other team's going to do. Mm-hmm. And I've also made it so that the other team's AI system, Rosie, cannot hack in.
Excellent. What are you doing with HVAC, though, since you still also have that one? It looks like you have tabs up right now. Like, you have to have, like, five different windows going.
I'm just tapping
on all of them. Like, it's such a speed.
I'm slowing everything down so that it doesn't turn off, but that we can maneuver through it without, like...
Okay. Yeah. Cool. The really fast-spinning blade just slow down to, like...
So we can, like, jump over them. Level.
Yeah. So they're just more in the way than, like...
Yeah. They're a hurdle as opposed to a death trap.
Mm-hmm. All right. Things are slowing down. Alarms are going. Chaos is ensuing from the inside. Where exactly are you putting this, this stuff? Are y'all going in? Like, what's going on?
Well, we had like a plan of the place, right? Would we be able to determine from the floor plans or like the SCADX, whatever, where the most effective place to kind of disseminate this fungus would be to get like it spread the furthest throughout the facility?
Or are we in a position where we have to like guess and we have to dump it now?
I don't know.
Say, last time Duncan had a couple different maps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there were a couple different key places.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well then, okay. So then our plan is to go in, and then are we going to split? Like, are we going to split up to hit those key places? Or, well, you only have one vial, right? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll go together.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably better for time anyway. Okay. So we're going in. We're going to hit key places.
Yeah, so I guess we can just see like smash cuts of y'all sneak, like sliding, all four of y'all sliding into the, mm-hmm. past the blades and into the building. And y'all are able to go into this one central like AC unit. It's probably like one of the subterranean levels where it's like all the mechanical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm seeing is like a lot of like machinery happening. So the sounds mm-hmm. of the alarms up ahead are drowning out, but it's kind of empty because they're all hands on deck on this one.
Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. If Duncan is spearheading this thing, then we are going through the vents.
Yeah.
Like,
mm-hmm. let's do it.
That is how we will be traveling, mm-hmm. is like crawling around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Duncan leading?
Mm-hmm.
Because the vents are probably like one person wide.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We can like. I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Crawl your way through. Pause occasionally as like there's a small group of soldiers running past or.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we need to roll anything or can we just make it through?
I'm going to say with the amount of chaos that's been happening, I think y'all are able to make it through.
Okay.
Okay.
And with Duncan's expertise of like sneaky.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Y'all are able to pop in and the vents sort of lead you into the kitchens.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you know, you have the big old fans that like bring the air out and into like, so it stops smoking and whatnot and plenty of air that goes into this area because it gets hot. Where exactly in the kitchen are you putting it? Or if you go into the actual cafeteria, where do you put it?
Probably the vent above where the trash receptacles are.
Nice.
Ooh, that's smart.
Yeah. Because everybody has to go there.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Well, all the good people. Well, do we want to kill the good people?
And Duncan's going to hand the vial over to Ellie.
Ellie is going to hand the vial to Charlie.
Why is this mine now? Like, really? Do I have nose to do goes. This? Fine. Yeah.
Nose goes.
Fine. So, Charlie will grab a chair or whatever to get to the vent. And because we're not,
We're in the vent.
We're in the vent. Okay. Mm-hmm. I know, in my brain, we had gotten to the cafeteria and we had gotten out.
I was also picturing the cafeteria, so I see what you're saying. So, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we're in the vent. Mm-hmm. I have this vial and I start sprinkling it about, really making sure. I was like, do we need to save any for another location? Like,
yes. What do we do?
Oh. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So only like a quarter of it, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Scoop a little bit back into the file.
And okay. Just for clarification, y'all are still wearing y'all's helmets and your suits, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ellie Double is, checking. Yeah. What?
Ellie is.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was Should the reason we... I gave it to Ellie in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Should we mix some of it with the paprika? Should we cut it with the paprika so that it goes further?
So that, like, they'll sneeze and then the sneeze will, like,
yeah,
aerosol. Yeah, maybe we just mix the two together.
Okay, but y'all are gonna have to find a different condiment to put on my sandwich later.
I feel like we can find more paprika.
Just hit the supply room on our way out.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, like, three.
There's always an abundance of paprika until there's not. I'm just telling y'all.
The kitchen's like
I have three been fooled before. No, back
and- I understand. There was the great paprika shortage a few years back. So like, I get it.
Don't bring that up.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
I know. It was a hard time for all of us, Duncan. Okay. We'll find more.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So I think we mix it a little bit whenever Charlie's done.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this. Okay.
Yeah, so you're able to keep going. I think the next stop was near the captain's cabin, is that right? Or the
yeah.
Captain's office? Yeah.
Quarters. Is it like his bed chamber?
Yeah, it's bed chamber.
Ooh.
Is he in there? There's no way he's in there.
No, he's busy doing chaos stuff. Trying to like make sure the chaos is under control.
I'm sorry. This is too good. And Duncan's gonna, yeah, I'm gonna open up the vent and pop on down there.
You're gonna hop out.
Yeah.
What you doing in the captain's cabin?
Lounging.
You're just straight up like sit on his bed.
Lounging. Is this part of the plan?
I'm bouncing. Yes, Talia. You have to know thy enemy.
All right, so Talia starts jumping on the bed. I don't know how this helps.
Ellie is still in the vent, but like hanging out, like with her arm and head out and like pointing around the room. You put some in his lotion, in his face cream.
Ooh,
good idea.
Ellie, I like the way you think.
Wait, but take some before you put some in. That looks expensive.
This is anti-aging. You do not need anti-aging yet.
Duncan's gonna definitely take some of that lotion. Different vial.
So many vials. So many
I know.
Vials. Don't mix it up with your mayonnaise. Your mayonnaise vial.
Well, fuck.
Just warm body temp.
And you know what sucks is I got the lavender mayonnaise. It's not like I can even smell it to tell a difference.
Oh, no.
This is taking a turn.
Okay, so you're able to sprinkle it around. Are you stealing anything from his cap other than lotion?
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah?
100%.
What are you taking?
There's a really good keyboard.
He's just taking his keyboard.
Yep. I'll shove the to Charlie.
Just take the escape key.
I'm going to take all of his left socks.
All right, so this does take some time, just FYI. Like,
it's worth it.
Oh, Duncan.
The rage this man will feel.
If he's still alive. Wow. Yeah. Yeah. All right, you take all his left socks.
Yep.
Take a keyboard.
Yep.
Anything else?
Ellie's good.
Okay. I think he has like a blaster on his. Yeah. I mean, he's not the one that he wears all the time that I'm sure he doesn't leave.
He's got a spare blaster in the bedside table. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a snack time blaster just in case he gets raided in the night or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, he also has some pretzels. I take those. I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Okay. I think it's great.
We're done. Okay. We're done here.
Where was the third place? Because I remember there was a third place.
I didn't know that many places on the ship, so I'm trying to remember what I would have said. Maybe the cargo?
Maybe, yeah. Let's go to... Let's,
oh, yeah.
We can swing around the cargo.
Cargo.
Yeah. And the cargo bay is busy.
Uh-oh.
Right now, because, you know, they got to get the ships out. They're moving supplies, pushing things around, making, like, getting an extra med bay set up just in case there's like extra fighting happening. They need more space. And where in the temporary med bay are y'all sprinkling this stuff from the vent? Are y'all just like shaking it out like a snow like globe or like?
Oh, we could put them on the Tylenols and like the little red ones, you know, that'll blend in.
And the bottles?
I don't think we can make it down there. There's a lot of people down there. I think we just have to just drop it.
But Ellie, that was a good try. I'm really proud of you, kid.
I mean, what? It would be a great idea if it were empty.
And Duncan's going to give you like a little shoulder punch.
Or like the eye washing station.
Duncan's going to ruffle your hair at that one.
Whose turn is it? Whose turn is it to...
Your turn, Talia.
Your turn.
Talia's going to dump some of that. Like, almost like a shaker.
Question is, is the shoulder that you got handed, is that your main shoulder, like your dominant hand arm?
Yes, it is.
Give me just for the sake of it, give me a d6. I just want to see if you hold on to the thing or not.
Oh no,
it's because you're wounded. I'm gonna say it slips, but you're able to catch it just in time.
But more, if you want, more than expected falls out.
Oh yeah, like the whole lid like falls off.
And it's a little pile on the floor.
Yeah, it just dumps.
My paprika.
So now y'all don't have any more left.
I'm sorry.
Okay, mission accomplished, guys. I think we did a great job. If y'all want to head out.
All right. Should we high five?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can high five.
We're kind of in the vent. Just turn.
Like, oh, it's a bad... We can wait. We can just wait. It's
We can pass it down.
Yeah, we can.
Oh, okay. We can pass down the high five. Okay.
Okay.
We do that.
And we do it.
And we do it.
And y'all do it.
Do it well.
Do it well.
Yeah.
Do it well.
Yeah, y'all do. All right. Time to head back to the ship and start heading home. Is that right?
Yeah. I think right before we leave in the vent, I want to carve Lars was here.
You straggle back for a second as you finish that up like everybody else start crawling away and then you're able to just catch up quickly.
And then put like, if I have time for a good time call, you know, just.
And it's the inside of the vent. So anyone else who's not going to be inside the vent is never going to see it.
But I will know.
But you will know.
You will.
Lars gets a call from the HVAC engineers.
Excuse me, it looks like your HVAC warranty has expired. I'm calling to correct you.
This is going to require a personal visit.
Are y'all heading back to the way y'all got in from the outside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the ship is.
Yeah, that's where the ship is. And as you're climbing out, you'll do see the ships starting to take off from the top of the base.
My ship?
No. The base of ships.
Okay.
Okay.
Your ship is still sitting there, just chilling.
All right.
Are y'all stealthing back to the ship, or y'all just like running in as fast as you can?
Charlie's definitely running. So like, I finished my mission. It's time to go.
Yeah. I think Talia sees Charlie run and then starts running as well.
Oh, we're running. Oh, okay.
I think we're running. We're running now.
Yeah, and as Ellie, I think you have some like remote control keys to open up the door, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The beep boop.
The beep boop. The boop boop. Boop. The door starts lowering down. As you're running back in, who's the last one on?
Duncan. Oh. Well, who has the least? Who has the lowest physique? Can we do it by that?
Yeah.
I have zero.
I'm pretty sure mine goes in the negative.
I think mine's negative one. Here. Yeah, I have negative one in physique.
Okay, so it's Charlie.
I actually have a plus
one. You have plus one, Ellie. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's me.
Charlie.
Charlie, as you're running on and the door is starting, like the ramp is starting to lift as you're like getting to the edge, you start hearing people yelling from the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear like them starting to call on their comps, be like, "We've got an unidentified ship here. Please send backup."
Hal.
Yeah.
Jam those bozos up.
Okay, hold on. And you get like the waiting music. And as y'all are lifting up, are y'all taking seats, or like what are y'all doing? Are y'all going to some turrets? Is there a turret? Does this ship have like weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are y'all just going to ride it out? Or are y'all going to go to the weapons? What is everybody's position in the ship?
I'm going to the engine room to make sure that everything is running smoothly and to see if I can give us a boost.
No, I'm going to do what I was going to do. No, I'm just going to get my like sewing kit. I'm just going to start deconstructing these socks.
Where's Charlie going as you're waiting for Hal to come back to you?
Charlie's going to go like strap himself into a seat.
All right, they're jammed.
Thank you.
But I think they got some stuff through before I get to them.
You're supposed to have everything locked out. Like, nobody's supposed to get in here. Like, what are you doing, Hal?
They can't get in here.
Well, what did they get? What information did they get, Hal?
They got the sight of your ship and their lights.
All right, time to hijack.
What are we doing?
No, we're uploading.
What are we uploading?
We're going to upload some false ship data.
I mean, if you look outside the window, they're right there.
Yeah, but they're bozos, so they're just going to read and say, and they're not going to believe what's in front of them. They're going to believe what they read on their computer screen.
Okay. We're going to try.
Yes!
What'd you get?
Got an 11.
Oh, nice.
Ooh.
Is that for access?
Yeah, if I'm hijacking.
Okay.
Or no, I'm uploading. So that's I'm going to put information in another system.
All right. Yeah. As you put the information to the system and you see that they're starting to follow aggressively behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And then they stop. And you see them floating there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the ships turning around and like going back to do a perimeter.
Bye-bye.
As Ellie is taking off and heading towards the skyline.
No. Uh-huh.
And with that, you're breaking through the gravity, breaking through the atmosphere, heading back into space. And as y'all are right outside the red planet's gravitational pull. Back into space, you think you're free. For a brief moment, you're like, "All right, cool, we did it." High five, and then the other ship shows up.
No.
What other ship?
The arrivals.
No.
And they open up comms at the end, like.
And then we open up fire.
Before they say anything.
Oh, okay.
All right, give me an open fire. You know,
they say actions speak louder than words.
Give me an open fire.
Ellie!
Ellie says this, but I don't think Ellie actually does.
And they're like, so you beat us here, didn't you? It's Lars. Did you just gag over there?
Duncan, your boyfriend's on the line.
Ooh. First off, how dare you? Second of all, how gross.
Can Lars hear all of this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
She's almost done, Lars. You make her real sick.
Oh, yeah. Well, feelings mutual.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, Lars. Bars, how are you?
Good. Wondering what's going on down there. It looks kind of busy.
Yeah, we tried to do our mission and we just could not do it, let me tell you.
I mean, that's typical of y'all, you know.
Yeah, I mean, we're just going to go back now. Call it a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to get a massage.
A whole spa day.
Hal wouldn't give you one?
We're getting mostly manicures. Now, like, we're a couple hands short. No, yeah. It was real bad down there.
Yeah. We kept more hands than short. I thought we would, though. Yeah.
Oh.
We did. Yeah.
But Lars, if y'all go ahead and you can sure try. For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, like, you hear from the backs, there's who is... Who's their science one? Is it Steve? I think so. Steve. I don't have details, but, like, I think it's Steve.
It's Steve.
I believe so, yeah.
And you hear Steve in the background, like, Lars, why are you saying I smell stiff butts on repeat down there? And then you hear, like, Lars, like,
sniff butts?
You hear Lars saying, what the fuck? And he, like, the comm shut down as he's, like, cursing out and, like, trying to figure things out. Ellie, where are you going?
Ellie's gonna go get some tea back at the ship.
Yeah, are you not taking this? Are you not dry flying? Or are you just like
no?
It's
yeah,
not auto.
She's flying home to go make some tea at the cafeteria, back on the main ship, back on the mothership.
Mothership.
Yeah.
And yeah, you all pass each other, and you can see Lars through the window just yelling at y'all like, "The fuck did you do?" Like it's all mouthing because he doesn't have the comms up, and he's like, "The fuck did you?" You'll see Steve over there just typing furiously, trying to get his coding done, and you see what's her name, Natalie?
Oh, yeah.
Just look at you and then like roll her eyes and like flip her hair.
But she has a big pimple on her forehead.
Oh yeah. And you can see it from space, aka see where your ship
across
is.
Across the void.
It looks like a bee sting almost, like
yeah.
God, that was hurt.
Oh yeah, it's like one of those that's really painful ones.
You get like a couple thousand views on YouTube.
To top it.
Gross.
It's not the game, I'm sorry. yeah. Y'all start heading towards the fixed jump point. Just like nothing's happening.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Duncan's probably gonna contact her Swanson boys. And because she's realized that Bill, Will, and Phil are unoccupied, and so she's going to ask them to arrange a pool party.
Ooh. They're like, pool party, baby, and they start singing the Aquabats song, like from back in the day. It was a cool party. No. Yeah, let's do an epilogue. Let's say the final scene is that the ship gets to the fixed jump point and jumps. So all we see is that blink into space of the ship. And then we can just cut to like little epilogue scenes. I think one scene that we're gonna have as a group is the pool party with all the boys.
There wasn't a pool before. Now suddenly there is.
They made a pool
out of something in the cargo, which makes sense because Duncan's The pool party's in the Duncan, in the Duncan. The pool party is in the cargo bay because that's where Duncan's secret lair is.
Mm-hmm.
So they just use like
cargo containers with the tops cut off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, filled with water.
I am definitely in a chicken fight.
Are you the top or the bottom?
Top.
Yeah.
Charlie will be the bottom.
Okay.
Nice. And you're probably fighting against like one of the pairs of boys, like one of the
some of the Swansons.
The Swansons.
Yeah. We'll say Don and Ron.
We're winning. Ron. Yep. We're clearly winning.
Mm-hmm. Of course, because I'll just kick one of them.
Yeah.
You play by those rules.
My beautiful idiots.
They're fine. They'll recover.
I think Duncan's like on one of those like lounge chairs, and she's like talking to the other triplets that don't belong to her.
And trying to convince them to come over to the dark side.
Yes, 100%.
Love that.
Ellie was on the edge of the pool watching and eulogizing they're not actually dead. It's ship crew.
Yeah, I think in the background you see the others like sort of like a week later or something.
Yeah.
They walk in, but they're like beaten to all heck, like they're just smoked. They're still standing somehow, but they're just, oh, did they barely get out?
One of them is missing a hand, and Talia is just a little bit jealous.
It's Natalie.
Now she's even hotter.
Yeah, the hand makes it better.
God,
Ellie, the hand does not make it
Duncan's biting a lip.
Damn it, Duncan!
She looks like 3 pounds lighter. I think for Duncan's vignette, I'd like to show Ellie, if I may.
Uh-huh.
You see Ellie like just walking down the hall in the ship, and she trips, and she's trying to gather herself, and then here comes one of the Swanson boys. And he's like talking to her and helping her gather up her books. And it's this really sweet moment. And then Duncan goes, cut. Okay. Perfect. Yes. Okay. That'll be a great opener for this harem anime I've got going on. I'm so excited. Ellie, you did such a good job pretending to be a self-conscious klutz. Where does Ellie start? And where does Eloise begin? I don't know.
Duncan, what?
Perfect. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, yeah. But we got Bill and Phil are in the hot tub waiting for the next scene. Yes. Okay. Let's wrap. Come on, people. Let's go.
Wait, hot tub?
Charlie, you know, when they take a break from the chicken fighting, they sit by the pool and they're, you know, they're pulling up their computer and they're just checking on the defrag for Hal.
What are you doing for me?
Oh no, they're actually reprogramming Hal.
Oh no.
And Hal's fighting you.
Oh no.
Just go to sleep, buddy. Just go to sleep.
No, you're not my mom.
And eventually, though, you do win. And hello, my name is Hal. How can I help you?
You're going to do what I say when I say. You're not going to give me any sass.
Of course. And the last final scene that we're going to have is as the ship is like, Ellie's ship is just chilling out in the bay, doors open because, you know, ships come and go. Just a little bit of the red sand just floating out from the doors of the ship itself into the big grand ship spaceship, in like dust in the wind just floating away into the ship, the big grand ship. And that's what we're gonna call it, y'all.
We made space. Yay. Riverdale.
As dramatic as y'all want it to be.
Yes,
very dramatic.